Yes, it is the best way to do this.
Best way ever.
Oh, yeah, I remember we were saying that we were going to do intros in a way that made sense as opposed to just like, ah, there's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Fuck it. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Hey. Episode, what fucking episode is this?
How is that? 15? 15.
15. We it's know. Either 15 or 16, so pick the one that you want.
The episode number 15, the book song my mother's wrote. My mother sang the cookie, possibly excrement.
My mother's brisket by Rick Moranis.
Yeah, the Middleside Topwise podcast.
I don't have to do that anymore. We have a theme song.
We have theme song, thanks to one Stephen Nutt.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan Nutt.
Yes.
That sounds way better.
So I'd like to point out that because we've ran out of space on the server, I'm going to have to archive the first couple of episodes.
Jared, as important as that is, the Double Jeopardy category right now is quite a mouthful.
Good yes. God.
That's what she said. Quite a mouthful.
Hot diggity damn, that's the best ever.
You go, Trebek. Oh, Trebek's gonna retire. What,
no
with his dago
way.
Mustache and his greasy hair.
He can't retire.
He didn't even have a mustache. Fuck him, he should retire. Who takes over that show?
No one.
Craig Ferguson. No one will know what he's saying.
Yeah. Another Canadian?
Oh, Alan, Alan Thicke.
No.
He's Canadian. Yeah, he meets all the qualifications.
The one qualification.
His son's famous. I don't know.
That would be pretty funny if that was going for a job interview. All right. Are you Canadian? Yes. All right, here's a job.
So.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. So this episode, we talked about it's hot. Yeah. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
Riff of the week.
Yeah. Subway. Quiznos.
Subway versus Quiznos.
The epic Subway Quiznos battle. Voltron.
Voltron. That's the most important thing. Just focus on that.
Yeah.
And some other stuff.
Yeah.
Listen to this maybe while you're hanging out at the Bearport.
That's what you call a callback, ladies and gentlemen.
Foreshadowing.
Or past.
Post. Formerly
time.
Shadowed.
Time, what are you?
Having been shadowed.
Yes.
So enjoy that, and here's some theme music.
Woo! Why are we not recording that?
Record.
Anyways. So you were saying you got tickets to go see ZZ Top?
ZZ Top. I got them from work.
What?
I don't know if they play Taylor's, but apparently doesn't we matter. Get tickets. Maybe Humphreys has something to do with it.
Well.
Yeah, but it's this place on Shelter Island called Humphreys by the Bay. And my bosses wanted to thank me for, I don't know, they said hard work, but I don't know. And, so they gave me two free tickets to see ZZ Top. And usually, like, I have friends that own a club, and, like, they'll give me these tickets. They'll say, like, comped or, you know, general admission or free or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
These ones had the actual ticket price.
Huh.
$125 a ticket.
Holy Jesus.
Which makes me wonder, who the fuck is paying that to see ZZ Top? Because they weren't even the best seats. Like, it was off to the right a little bit. It's a small venue. But, like, there were more expensive tickets than that.
Well, think about the demographic that listens to ZZ Top on a regular basis.
To me, it looked like a bunch of people who also probably like Jimmy Buffett. Called themselves, like, parrot heads. But these ones were a little more LaGrange. There's some old man choreographed dancing.
That's hilarious.
Good times.
Good times.
What else?
That's so funny.
I was thinking about all my different nicknames over the year. Yeah. Over the year. The years.
Over the year. Since the year. Dawn of January 2015.
But I realized that none of them are flattering, like Ace or something cool.
Well, you're not a fighter pilot.
No, they've all been ridiculous.
Hmm. Like what?
I don't know. Like, when I was a kid, everybody called me Lumpy.
Why would they call you Lumpy?
I always had lumps. Like, I was always hurt or broken.
Well, yeah, that's true. That hasn't changed.
And then I had a Stan Humphries jersey, and Boyd's Uncle Daryl, rest his soul, always used to say, I went to school with a guy named Humphries. He always shit his pants, so we called him Lumpy.
That's helpful.
And then he started calling me Lumpy, and it just stuck. And then in high school, everybody called me Gimpy because I was also always hurt. I've been called Dick Trick a lot and Dead Dick. I think it's assumingly just because of my last name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a nickname, but when I was in Las Vegas like last 2-3 weekends ago, everybody kept saying Duck Dynasty. And I was like, yeah, that's a thing.
Well, people are just ignorant to the fact that other people have beards.
Especially in Las Vegas. They're like, hey, Duck Dynasty. I was like, yeah, congratulations, you named a thing. Fucking moron.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, yeah, let's talk about bigotry.
I love bigotry.
That was hot.
Speaking of bigotry.
Oh, bigots.
Is that chick's name? Something stupid.
All of them?
Yes. Now, Kim Davis.
Ah, Jesus. Jesus fuck. This stupid bitch.
Yeah.
It's so funny because my Facebook is like split 50-50 on this one.
I'm hoping by the time we publish it that this will all be solved.
I hope so, because she broke the law.
Right?
She's a fucking federal employee. Your religion doesn't come into play. You have a fucking job to do.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the same as those guys that when we first went to war, they were in the Navy and they're like, I don't want to go to combat. I joined the Navy to go to college. And it's like, hey, guess what the fucking payment for that is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was some dude that tried to escape to Canada or something, like
Muhammad Ali? Or Cassius Clay, whatever.
Recently. Well, I guess I say it recently, but it was actually like in 2005.
Ish.
Yeah. It was kind of a big deal, because I guess Canada didn't want to extradite him, so they're like, no way.
There's no way.
Yeah, I don't know.
And weird. America asked for him back, and we were like, there's no way.
Sorry, sir. Can't oblige.
He's locked in the back of a Tim Hortons, eh?
Oh, man.
Take off, America.
Speaking of, like, ridiculous accents, I've been watching Fargo. This
ridiculous accent.
I've been watching Fargo.
Outrageous. Yeah.
The TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has Martin Freeman in it.
Oh, my nigga, free man.
And, like, he's amazing. Because he has this, like, crazy-ass, weird Minnesota accent that just makes me cry. So beautiful.
Gotta love those Twin City folk.
Oh, man, it's so good, though.
There are some pretty decent shows, especially like online only shows.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good, jolly good show.
Good God. Lovely yeah. Party, Jeffrey, but there's a turd in the punch bowl. What else? I finally booked my first vacation ever.
Nice.
Megan says our honeymoon counts, but I drove the whole time, so that's not a fucking vacation.
Well,
it counts, yeah. I guess, but I vacation in the state that I live in.
Yeah, I mean, it counts.
But now we're taking the trip we were supposed to take on our honeymoon.
Nice.
The Diedrichs is heading to Mexico.
Good.
We're going to Puerto Vallarta.
Nice.
which just sounds like two different restaurants here in San Diego. And a supermarket. Remember that? That was the supermarket, like the Mexican supermarket in Lancaster.
Vallarta?
Vallarta Mart.
Yeah, they have those here too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Lucky. Here they're all different names, and they're like really scary.
Wow.
Like you would expect to see it on like Bizarre Foods America.
Bizarre.
Which there was a San Diego episode for, and I didn't check to see if he went to one of them.
Should have.
Should have, would have, could have.
Well, live and learn.
Yeah, we booked ourselves a fucking all-inclusive resort.
That's pretty awesome.
And like one of the reviews was like, the drinks are weak. And I was like, you dumb fuck, they're free. Unlimited and they're free. Like, hey, this drink was weak. You should bring me two more.
What the hell?
Yeah, like I really don't give a shit because I'm going to drink so much. They're going to, by the time I leave, it will no longer be an all-inclusive resort.
You're like that guy that broke the the buffet.
Right? I feel like Leonidas when he was like talking about the immortals and how he's going to put their name to the test. Like, that's how I feel. Like, all,
wow.
Like, all-inclusive, eh? We shall put them to the test.
You're ridiculous. I love it.
It's going to be good, man. I might like have a hunger strike for like a week beforehand so I could just fucking get ready to eat lobster or whatever it is they have. I want all the ham.
That sounds amazing.
It does. Jared, are you ready?
For
Rip of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Why do we always forget that?
I don't know. Sometimes we start with it.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't matter.
All right, it's your turn.
Let's see.
I wish we could get like an explosion and some like reverb on that Riff of the Week thing I just did.
I could.
I know, we're going to record that separate sometime.
Riff of the Week!
Riff of the Week!
There's a lot of things we're going to do.
We got plans, man.
Yeah. Okay. The song is... Pardon my Spanish. If French is cursing, what are vocal noises though? I guess it'd be like German.
Or like pardon pygmy.
Pygmy? Pardon my pygmy. Nah.
I don't know.
I don't want to be associated with no pygmies.
Thanks, you too.
The song's called Rumors by The Devil Wears Prada. Off the album 818.
Is that their new one?
I think it's their newest one. No, it's not. Well, yeah, they're writing an EP right now, but it's not out yet.
Mm.
But it's from 2013. But Devil Wears Prada has always had like really badass breakdowns and intros, and this song is no exception.
So
break.
Point Break.
What?
They're making a new Point Break.
Yeah, they are.
And I know that from what listening to this song.
You're welcome.
That's kind of like electronic-y, huh? Very nice. Good call. I like that one. Good riff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, mine goes the exact opposite direction.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm going with this little bluesy kind of lick at the beginning of Gold on the Ceiling by the Black Keys.
On the ceiling, Black Keys. Only I'm allowed to do blues. They did the intro song to that. Have you seen that series Hung with Thomas Jane?
No.
The guy who played the Punisher in the... Is it technically the first movie?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That guy is in this show about being a male prostitute.
Nice.
Yeah. It's actually, and it takes place in Detroit, of course.
of all places, where nobody can afford a prostitute.
Yeah, pretty much. There are a few plot holes.
We're looking it over.
Yeah. Okay, so in the beginning?
Yeah, like the little blues lick in the beginning.
Blues lick in the beginning. Go Blues.
The fucking riff.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've always liked this riff.
We saw a band cover that song a couple weekends ago at this San Diego Gulls block party, but they didn't have a keyboarder to do that fucking
part.
So it's very unrecognizable without that, because they didn't name what song they were playing.
Because without it, it just sounds like a... a White Stripes song.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, all right then. On this bitch's forehead.
So they tried to cover the Black Keys without any black keys.
Without any black or white keys.
Wow.
I just happened to have the Wheel of Fortune on, and the chick, it's funny because the chick missed the final question, or like the, you know, the final puzzle to win extra money.
Yeah.
And it looks as though she had been hit in the forehead with a golf club and it collapsed her skull. What? And the final puzzle was avid golfer. That's how that works.
Was it Kim Davis?
It should have been.
Oh.
Oh, it's fucking hot. It has been so hot. When is El Nino coming?
I think they're on tour.
What does that even mean? Not El Nino. With their two drummers.
Yeah, need three drummers. That's a problem.
Get more.
So there was a Quiznos in the whatchamacallit? Airport in Detroit.
The Bearport.
The Bearport. The yes. Bearport.
Where they house the bear lines.
Yes. Yes. Everything is about bears.
Ah.
No, there was a Quiznos there, of which I've eaten at once, but whatever.
With me?
Yeah, that was the only time, and I don't remember liking it, but one of my other friends the other day was raging about how good it was and how he's mad that it's gone.
Jesus.
And I was thinking about it, I was like, well, basically the reason why Quiznos went out of business is because Subway was like, we're going to add toasters.
Quiznos had, I just like that they toasted every sub. You didn't ask. It didn't cost extra.
You liked or didn't like that?
I liked that. I to be honest, I never really ate at Quiznos, but I liked that they just toasted every sub.
Well, yeah. It was like a fancy panini place, kind of. I probably would have been way more into it now than before, but whatever.
What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. But that got me to thinking also, like, what if there's people that work at Subway that they worked there before the toaster. So now they're like super mad every time they have to toast something because it's like an extra step.
If you've worked at Subway since before the toaster and you're still a sandwich artist, you're doing something wrong.
Well, then I would imagine you'd probably be pretty mad. So, yeah. So I like to imagine somewhere there's someone that's just super irate over the fact that they have to toast sandwiches.
That they've been there for 12 years.
Back in my day, we didn't toast shit.
You don't tell me what to toast.
And guacamole? Outrageous.
Fuck that.
The guac is extra.
It is.
I feel bad for people that work at Chipotle and they have to ask that to everybody.
I know. I always say it because, like, usually I'm with somebody when I eat there and I'll order second and I'll be like, I'll take everything else and the extra fee is fine. Everything? Yeah. You know, guac's extra. Like, I just fucking told you that that's fine.
They'd probably still get in trouble, even though you said, you can say... Yeah, I'm sure
they have a protocol, but...
Yeah, the Chipotle protocol brought down by the McDonald's overlords.
Chip protocol.
That sounds like a really horrible movie.
doesn't it?
Chip protocol. When the beans go bad.
He skipped the chip protocol.
Did you cook that chicken all the way, son?
The protocol. Do you remember, like, foods that...
Do I remember foods?
You haven't had in a while, maybe, but you remember, like, as a kid, just not liking them.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, I probably don't like that. And then you just happen to have it, and you're like, I fucking love everything about this.
That happened a lot a couple of years ago when I started, like, trying stuff that I used to hate and then realizing that I didn't. I was stupid.
Dude, that's me with tuna in, like, the last 3 or 4 months.
Really?
For some reason, I don't... Maybe it was the tuna I had as a kid, like, tuna salad. You know, who knows? But, like, I cannot get enough tuna. Like, I literally get these single-serving tuna packets of just tuna, not tuna salad, and I eat those for lunch.
Yeah, I used to get those things all the time.
Yeah, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just never liked it. And I'm kind of the same way. There's a bunch of stuff that I love now that I just remember, like, for some reason, I didn't used to like this. Maybe my taste wasn't as developed or my taste buds weren't as developed. But now it's like, or maybe my body knows what it needs more, like salts and, you know, omega-3s or whatever it is.
But mm-hmm.
Now there's, like, all these things that I just could never live without, like hummus.
Yeah.
Falafel, like all these fucking things. Like, oh, I need all these things in my belly.
I remember reading an article a while back, and they were talking about, like, why your tastes change so much as you get older. Because, like, as a youth in the great expanse that used to be the most dangerous part of being alive was you know, being alive. You were tuned into things that were, like, sweet because it had things, you know, like nutrients you needed to survive,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to what it is now, where everything is just made of fucking sugar.
Right.
So as you got older and you needed less of that stuff because you were, you know, because you're older and you needed different things for your body to survive, as opposed to when you were younger because you were growing, your taste changes. So we just haven't evolved away from that.
That makes sense, because I remember trying a beer as a kid and I was like, oh, this is gross, I'll never drink this.
Yeah.
And now I could drink like 40 of them.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know.
I'm on dialysis now, but I could drink a bunch of beer. Or used to.
It's a real humdinger.
Yeah.
Somehow we always end up going back to Dina Garvey.
Jimmy Stewart's his fucking go-to, man.
Oh, man.
Do it again, whore.
This time, put some steak on it.
Because we saw him in concert, man.
That's true.
And he pointed at me because he made me clap off fucking tempo.
Yeah. Like, never give that up.
And I stole his pick.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember, like, I got to go, and her dad's like, what? Because I had to slide on stage. That pick was back there.
I know. It was way back there.
And then your dad had all those fucking stinky cigars.
Ugh.
Jesus. I'll smoke a cigar every now and then, but your dad's fucking stank.
Yep.
Put some stank on it.
Oh, man. Good times.
Good shit.
Well, he didn't know what he was doing. He just wanted to be a cool kid.
He was just trying to fit in.
Well,
remember how mad he got when we put that "this guy will suck your dick" sign that pointed at Jeremy when we were going to medieval times?
Yeah.
If you think back on that, we so left your dad out of everything that day. Like, he probably paid for us and took all of us there, and we just ignored him.
Uh huh.
We were in our own world trying to figure out how three people can wear their crown differently.
I know. Oh, man. Well.
Tried to make him buy us a sword.
And then I almost killed us all on the way back. You remember that?
Yeah, that accident.
Yeah. It's like, what even freeway was that? It must have been the 210.
Fuck, something like, yeah. I used to work right there.
Yeah. But, like, my dad woke up, he's like, traffic stopped, and, like, went back to sleep. Yeah.
Watch for brake lights. Like, mustache, what? Mustache.
Mustache, mustache.
Words of mustached wisdom.
Yes. I logged onto a computer at school the other day, and there was just pictures of mustaches.
As there should be.
I don't understand.
Why is this happening?
I don't know, but it's so good. So good.
So good, my man.
My man. Oh, man. Damn. Have you been watching this season of Rick and Morty?
No, I've never seen it.
It hurts my soul.
I'm behind on a lot of stuff. That and I have to go to bed really early.
So, TiVo, don't you have a TiVo or some shit?
Yeah, but that shit fills up quick.
Well, Rick and Morty is your priority. Nobody needs to see the 17th season of Desperate Housewives.
You don't know. Somebody does. And it's Real Housewives.
Whatever. Maybe they're desperate now. It's the 17th season.
They're real desperate.
Isn't it called... I thought it was called Desperate Housewives.
That was like the show, but there's like reality TV shows called Real Housewives.
Man, I don't know.
Different locations.
I don't pretend to be a housewife or associate with other housewives.
Maybe you should, man. That's what you're missing out on.
Maybe.
I think Megan wants me to do a YouTube show where I explain the housewives shows to other guys using common terms that they can latch onto.
I can dig it.
Babe, no one listens to this podcast. They're not going to fucking steal our idea. Jared knows about it. Maybe one of our parents.
I wouldn't be able to explain.
Yeah, Jared wouldn't even know. Jared wouldn't know where to start. No one's making him watch it.
Like, well, at least these ladies.
She said she doesn't make me.
Yeah, right.
Fair enough.
A little Stockholm syndrome there.
I love the being here.
I love the housewives.
I don't know why I wasn't into this sooner.
I kind of wish that I had more Desperate Housewives jokes, because I feel like we could go on a tirade here for a while.
you could just say anything. They're just a bunch of rich, crazy old women that purposely start shit with each other and like talk behind each other's backs about stuff. Have you heard the Jeff Bridges sleep tapes?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard all of them, but I've heard a couple tracks.
So I put them on when we were in Las Vegas to like freak out the other guys, because they are pretty eerie, and it worked. Like during the middle of the night, like one or two guys were kind of like talking back to Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
And then at one point, they were both up trying to figure out how to turn my phone off. Neither of them have iPhones. And they're like, dude, that was the creepiest fucking thing that ever happened. They're like, at one point, there's like this one where you're hiking through like one of the canyons with him, and he's like, he sees an office chair under a tree that he wants to take. He sees this guy Neil, and he tells you to wave at him, and he tells you how good of a wave it was and how happy it made Neil. And then you find fucking he hid some hang gliders at the top of the fucking canyon, and you hang glide back.
What the fuck,
dude? You have to get it. I think if you go on his website, you could just pay anything and download the whole thing. And then, like, sometimes they do help you sleep, but part of it is, like, you just want to hear what he has to say.
That's crazy, dude. It
makes you stay awake, like, what? Like, wave to Neil, man. That was a good wave.
That's a good wave.
Topanga Canyon.
That's incredible.
What the fuck was the canyon called? I need to know now. It says, like, tape side A. It's fucking MP3s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it's free. As I recall. Oh, man.
But yeah, it's pretty fucking ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Is it time?
Yeah, I think so.
It's time.
I just want to make one final comment about Voltron.
Do it.
So I would assume that you understand, like, you know about Voltron, seeing as how you have a Voltron tattoo.
I know enough.
Well,
off on the head.
Well, then you know that it was based on a anime.
Yeah,
Japanime or whatever.
Japanimation.
Well, I watched the first episode of Voltron, because, I mean, I've seen episodes here and there, but I never really, like, paid attention, because who pays attention to anything when you're 12?
Right.
So I watched the first episode of Voltron, and I was like, yeah, this is, yeah, whatever. Pretty normal, I guess, for what I was expecting. But then, I went and watched the first episode of the original anime. Wow. Completely different.
Which one was better?
Well, as an adult, I would say that the anime was better, but they're like killing people and all kinds of shit was getting fucked up.
Is the robot still there? So they just kind of like censored it then for America.
Yeah, they just re-edited it.
Because you could tell there was more and you're just like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, they re-edited it and then they kind of like just made dialogue up to match the mouth movements because for one, yeah. they didn't translate any of it, so they had no idea what was going on.
Then why did they make them white?
What?
Like the characters are white.
Oh, no, that's all the animation is still the same.
I know, but that's what I don't understand. If it was Japanese at first, why'd they make them all white people?
The Japan
there's not even an Asian in there.
No, Japanime, a lot of it's like that.
You wouldn't be able to tell if their eyes were open. We just fucking drew it.
No, I think it has something to do with
it's like Dragon Ball Z Kai. Do you remember when they released that? Like it was like sped up, like he fought Frieza in one episode where on the DVD set that was like 12 fucking DVDs. And there was no blood when he cut his tail off. It was just purple in the inside.
Yeah.
I fucking hated that. Yeah. Like, yes, I wanted it sped up, but Jesus fuck.
Yeah. Why are you editing this shit out?
I know. And bring back the real Avatar The Last Airbender for fuck's sake.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do like a cartoon movie of like what's next or something. And I'm still trying to find those fucking books.
I think they just started the new series, the new graphic novel series.
Good. I need to get into graphic novels.
You do, man, but it's a black hole.
It's either that or heroin, Jared. I need to pick something.
Well, I'm an old guy for both.
He's been dancing with graphic novels.
That'd be pretty funny. You see this guy in a random trench coat. What you need? I got your Spider-Man. I got your Voltron.
I got the Max, son.
Ooh, I got that new episode.
What you know about Frank Miller?
But I got you those variant covers.
Fight Club, baby. You ain't even supposed to talk about it.
But we're talking about it. Apparently, that's my drug peddling voice.
Yep. Well, that'll be for another episode. Drug Stay peddling. Tuned for more drug peddling.
Oh.
Full drum music.